Chapter 3 He hauled me off to a thermopolium the palace secretaries use. I'd been there before. It was always full of ghastly types who liked to think they ruled the world. When secretariat papyrus beetles go out to socialize, they have to burrow among their own kind. They can't even find a decent hole. This was a shabby stand-up wine bar where the air smelt sour, and one glance around the clientele explained it. The few pots of food looked caked with week-old crusts of gravy on their rims. Nobody was eating from them. In a chipped dish, a dry old gherkin tried to look impressive beneath a pair of copulating flies. A misshapen, bad-tempered male skivvy flung herb twigs into pannikins of hot wine boiled down to the colour of dried blood. Even halfway through the morning, 8 or 10 inky blots in dingy tunics were crammed up against one another, all talking about their terrible jobs and their lost chances for promotion. They swigged drearily, as if someone had just told them the Parthians had wiped out 5,000 Roman veterans and the price of olive oil had slumped. I felt ill just looking at them. Anacritus ordered. I knew I was in trouble when he also settled the bill. What's this? I expect a palace employee to dash for the latrine door whenever a reckoning hoves into view.
You like your joke, Falco.
What made him think it was a joke? Your health, I said politely, trying not to sound as if I actually wished him a plague of warts and Tiber fever.
Yours too. So, Falco, here we are.
From a beautiful woman slipping out of her tunic, this could have been a promising remark. From him, it stank. Here we are, I growled back, intending to be somewhere else as soon as possible. Then I sniffed at my drink, which smelt like thin vinegar, and waited in silence for him to come to the point. Trying to rush Anacritus only made him dawdle more. After what seemed like a half an hour, though I'd only managed to swallow a digit of the awful wine, he struck.
I've been hearing all about your German adventure.
I smiled to myself as he tried to insinuate an admiring tone into his basic hostility.
How was it?
Fine, if you like gloomy weather, legionary swank, and amazing examples of ineptitude.